Well, in order that we not die early of spiritual malnutrition, the Universal House of Justice has provided for the perpetuation of the functions of the hands of the cause of God in propagation and in protection. Counselor Afshin, who will talk to us about sacrifice, the essence of Baha'i service to the cause, is emblematic of the sacrifices of which he shall speak. He is a lawyer trained in the law in Iran, but found the call to service of Baha'u'llah stronger than the call to the bar, and was persuaded by Dr. Muhajir to serve the cause in India, where he came 19 years ago. Now, his experience here cannot have been all bitter, because it was here that he met another Baha'i pioneer from Iran, made her his bride, returned to Iran for the wedding, and then came back with her to pioneer again in India. He was made an auxiliary board member in 1970 and has been a counselor since 1976. He is now at the Baha'i Academy in Panchgani. I am proud and pleased to present to you Counselor B. Afshin.
Yesterday, Judge Nelson asked me that, do you want me to tell anything about you? I said yes. One thing only. Tell the friends that my English is very poor. He said that I cannot do. Then I took the liberty and freedom to tell the friends that because my English is poor, whenever I am caught in between and run short of English words, then I'll use my high English. As this one. شکست بال تر از من میان مرغان نیست دلم خوش است که نامم کبوتر حرم است Not infrequently, but quite often you hear a question raised by the non-Baha'is and occasionally by the Baha'i youth, that if the aim of the Baha'i faith is to establish oneness of mankind, if the Baha'is working towards establishment of unity of man, how is that during this 140 years we are going in opposite direction, reverse direction? We can see in the world that this unity, hatred, war, fight, conflicts is increasing. Then what is contribution of the Baha'i faith? What the Baha'is have done? It's just opposite of your aim. I heard in India some people say, you know, the teachings of Baha'i faith is beautiful, ideal, but it is desire. Desire is different, plan is different. Tell us something practical. Because we can see that mankind is going in different direction. More misunderstanding and convulsion is taking place. How can you establish unity of man? Friends, really, what is answer to this question? What are we doing? How far we are going in this way? We have the answer in our writings. We have in the writings of Blessed Beauty, of Beloved Master, and particularly in the writings of Shoghi Effendi, Guardian, in his most beautiful book, The Promised Day is Come, Advent of Divine Justice, and so on. And in some Pilgrim's Note version in English, both, that he explains, he gives the answer to this question. Beloved Guardian says that since the establishment of the cause of God, there are two forces, two powers released 143 years, these two powers of moving hand in hand, side by side, simultaneously. He says one power is to remove all the burials, all the walls and shaky pillars, prejudices, superstitions, old world order to be demolished. And the other power, he says, is for construction, to build up the world order of Baha'u'llah. He says these two powers started together and they will be ended together. Ultimate aim for both of them, the Universal House of Justice says, that is establishment, declaration of lesser peace. These two powers will work together. I tell the friends of India always, if you have an old building, small, tiny, dirty, old building, and you are planning to construct a huge, mighty palace in place of it, you have the blueprint in your hand and you want to construct that palace in place instead of this small hut, this building, what's the first action? What's the first action? Naturally, destruction. Everybody knows, even a schoolboy knows, that you cannot construct a huge, mighty 175-story building on a shaky wall on a single room. You have to destroy it, pave the way, and then construct your palace. Therefore, destruction is part of construction. Destruction is beginning of construction. No construction without destruction. You call it major plan, or as beloved Guardian calls it, plan of God for destruction, paving the way, removing all the burials. It's major plan. It's plan of God. And Baha'i is also responsible for construction. One pillar is removed, another one to be erected is our job. Beloved Guardian calls it plan of the Baha'is. Both of them are from God. One source. Destructive power as well as constructive one. Both are from God. Let me put it in this way. Beloved friends, whatever is happening in the world, either minor or major incidents, visible or invisible, whatever is happening in this world is for the cause of God and because of the cause of God. Blessed Beauty Baha'u'llah in Most Holy Book mentioned that. Just now, Hand of the Cause, Mr. Featherstone mentioned in his holy book, Baha'u'llah says, the world's equilibrium has been upset through the vibrating influence of this most great, this new world order. Mankind's order life had been revolutionized. Mankind's order life had been revolutionized through the agency of this unique, this wondrous system, the like of which mortal eyes have never witnessed. Mankind's order life had been revolutionized. The whole balance of the world is upset. Baha'u'llah says it is because of my world order Because of this unique, this most great, this new world order, the whole system of the world is disturbed. Yes, because it is unique. The mortal eyes have never witnessed. Beloved garden in God passes by says, no Baha'is, even the most scholar one, can claim that he understands and he realizes how great, how majestic is the world order of Baha'u'llah, because we do not know what it is and how it is. Whatever we say is our imagination and supposition. But these two powers are working together hand in hand to establish world order of Baha'u'llah. And beloved guardian gives another factor, and he says that the rate of speed of these two powers is increasing. Baha'u'llah says each year, each month, each day, aunan faunan, moment by moment, the speed up, both of them. And beloved House of Justice, in the beginning of the five-year plan, told the believers, urge the Baha'is, arise, that your plan of the Baha'is, may match and coincide with plan of God, that destructive one. Baha'is should not lagging behind. Our plan should go hand in hand. One shelter is removed. The old world order is removed, demolished. Baha'is should put on another one, the new one, because it is going very fast. I'm listening to the news every day, morning and evening. If I don't listen, it's as if I'm cut off from the world. My wife always complains of that, that why your attention to the news is more than me. But anyhow, you know, years back, listening to the news, every few months, 5 months, 7 months, you would hear something new, some great incident took place. But now today, evening news is different than the morning one. Believe me, they don't repeat it. So many things is happening. There's no time to repeat what happened in the morning. Because it is in our writing. The power of destruction is getting momentum, is destroying, paving the way. Time is short. The world order of Baha'u'llah should come through. And the Baha'is, our time is short. We have to do something. And House of Justice asks the Baha'is, don't waste your time. Teach the faith. Deepen the knowledge of the believers. Consolidate your local spiritual assemblies. It's paining when sometimes you realize that Baha'is, even pioneers, do not know what great things they are doing. How wonderful is their job. They go to a village. They open a tiny village to the cause of God. To them it is not important. But we know it is important. When they establish small local spiritual assembly in the interior area, in Indian subcontinent, you know what they are doing? Another pillar. Another pillar is added to 32,000 pillars, local spiritual assemblies. On them, 148 mighty, majestic pillars, national spiritual assembly. And on the top of them, Supreme Body, Universal House of Justice is resting. We are constructing the world order. Our job is great, and blessing of Baha'u'llah is great. It was the beginning of the five-year plan. We were going to launch the five-year plan. It was a big gathering in Bombay. Amatul Baha'u'llah Hanum was addressing the Baha'is, and she told the Baha'is, don't worry about plan of God, and don't talk so much about plan of God and destruction and calamities and convulsion, when it will happen and how it will happen, because we do not know details of it. But she said that God knows how He handles His plan. You worry about your own plan of the Baha'is. God has His own agencies. How wonderful it was. He has His own manpower. The Universal House of Justice says, mankind in general, working for God. Some on the top, leaders, ordering for destruction, ordering for destruction. And some people actively involved in destruction. And she said, but you worry about your own plan. It's natural, friends. if we fail in achieving goals of our plan. Baha'u'llah won't ask, for instance, municipality of Bombay, why the Baha'is didn't achieve their goals. Naturally, Baha'u'llah will ask the Baha'is, what happened to you? You're responsible for construction. I am telling our beloved friends of Indian subcontinent, that's why we Baha'is in India are stressing so much on this law of Baha'u'llah, that we Baha'is should not take part in political parties. We are not supposed to take part in political parties because we are for construction, not destruction. As we say in India, for the Baha'is there is no Zindabad, Murdabad. We do not believe in that. That's why one of the laws of Baha'u'llah is that to be obedient to the government, to be loyal to the government. Baha'is are the first people in each nation, in each country they reside, to be faithful to their government and to their nations, because we are for construction. Because we are making world order of Baha'u'llah, we are engineers. We are the architects. Because of this teaching, the faith is so important, beloved friends. We need more architects. We need more builders. We have to attract them to the faith. We cannot construct world order of Baha'u'llah with 1,300 bricks. We cannot construct world order of Baha'u'llah with only 15,000 local spiritual assemblies in India alone. Or few hundred local spiritual assemblies in different countries. We cannot. We need much, much more powers, manpower and engineers. That's why teaching the faith is so important. Let me tell you one thing more, friends. Did you ever see when destruction is taking place in our daily life? Some people gather and watch. They observe. They are not involved in destruction. They are neither ordering nor indulging it. But they like to stand and see. You see it in India particularly. We say among ourselves, because we are jobless, we have enough time to see it or stand and watch for 1 hour. How they are demolishing one wall and pushing another wall till it is collapsed. Sometimes you can see youth and people surrounding the building and see how it is being destroyed. And they move accordingly also when they push the wall. Excitement, destruction, excitement. And sometimes nowadays, the situation of the world, excitement with little fear. They're frightened. Left, right, center, everything is being destroyed. They cannot trust anyone. Traveling together, but they do not trust the neighbor. Because something may happen and both of them blast and shoot up. But they see. They observe. For 1 hour, 1.5 hour. Innocent observers. In the same way, you can see sometimes that there are observers watching how construction is going on. They are not taking part in construction. But they observe, they watch, brick on brick, another wall, after a few months, wow, look, new building. Last year, nothing was here, a desert, see a new town, construction. Not that much excitement there, but it is nice to watch, to see that how construction is taking place. I hope it is not taking place in the Baha'i faith. I hope in the Baha'i faith we do not have observers. We cannot afford it, friends. The time of past that we had Baha'is only to enjoy seeing the progress of the faith. It's too late now. We have to be either constructor or we cannot call ourselves a real and true Baha'i. We cannot have observers in the Baha'i faith. Hand of the Cosmos, Sir Fruten, was saying, we are soldiers of Baha'u'llah. It's a spiritual army of Baha'u'llah. You cannot say that in this country we have an army, consisting of 2,000 soldiers, and 1,300 of them are inactive. The rest of them are active soldiers. You cannot have such kind of army.